It was a debate marked by consensus as three Milton provincial by-election candidates tackled questions of pressing issues at the Milton Sports Center Thursday night. Kyle Hutton of the Green Party, the NDP's Edie Strawn and Liberal Galen Naidoo-Harris shared common ground on many fronts, quarry opposition, enhanced health care and transit funding, while targeting the policies of Doug Ford's government. Missing was PC candidate Zee Hamid, who had attended previous meetings, as well as new blue flag bearer John Spina, Ontario Party candidate Frederick Weening, Tony Walton of the Family Rights Party and Independents John Turmel and Arabella Vida. Here are some of the highlights. Long-term care crisis. All three candidates raised concerns about funding cuts to healthcare services, particularly in long-term care, with Strawn raising the point that Ontario had the lowest healthcare spending per capita, based on a 2023 report from the Financial Accountability Office of Ontario. The Auditor General indicates that 1 in 5 ER patients were there because they didn't have a family doctor. We have foreign-trained doctors that don't have a clear path to getting recognized, Strawn said, also criticizing healthcare privatization. Naidoo-Harris said he'd work to ensure that we're getting more healthcare workers into the system, while Hutton said that the Greens would get for-profit long-term care out of the province and put it back into the hands of government and care partners with proper funding. Campbellville Quarry. Naidoo-Harris suggested he'd look at two pathways, calling for an MZO, Minister's Zoning Order, or a modification to the environmental assessment process to change the terms and shut this quarry down. This was echoed by Hutton, who noted the use of an MZO for the takeover of the Dolime Quarry in Guelph. New home and environment, established neighborhoods. Both Hutton and Naidoo-Harris advocate for the implementation of gentle density and the allowance of fourplexes as of right across Ontario. Hutton called for the expansion of single-family home zoning to accommodate more housing types, while Naidoo-Harris emphasized the importance of sustainable growth, stating, "We have to ensure that as we continue to grow, we do it in a sustainable way, in a way that's respectful of the heritage of our communities." Strawn also champions mixed housing and higher density, while paying attention to ensure proper transportation available for people to be able to get around. Defining affordable housing. Hutton said that many people who have full-time work and living within their means can't afford a place to live. And it's caused by the fact that we've not had proper density building, Hutton said, noting the failure of multiple governments over the years. Strawn said the commonly cited figure for affordable housing is around 30% of take-home pay, but not everybody has the same access to education and good jobs. We need more good jobs in Milton. We need to provide these opportunities for our kids and our residents to have those good jobs so that they can afford a decent place to live so that their children can have a safe place to live and grow, Strawn said. Meanwhile, Naidoo-Harris took a swipe at the Ford government on housing. They haven't done anything for renters, anything for homeowners. They took away rent control for folks in this province. Lack of hospice funding. Hutton said he wants to redirect funds from building Highway 413 toward hospices, arguing, "That's billions of dollars being sunk into a highway we don't need when it could go toward things like hospice care," Hutton said. "Our population is aging, but they're also living longer. But the support level is not keeping up." Naidoo-Harris expressed support for public funding initiatives aimed at creating hospices, while Strawn denounced the government's allocation of $650 million for a spa on the Toronto waterfront as absolutely shameful, instead of funding hospice care, health care and education. How to improve public transit? Strawn said that there's a need to boost local and regional transit in order to create walkable communities, and an infrastructure that works for the people. This takes money and the allocations have to be prioritized, Strawn said. Similarly, Naidoo-Harris said that he'd look at building livable communities, also ensuring on the transit side we're prioritizing all-day, two-way go in Milton, which was promised 6 years ago and it's not been delivered on by the PCs. Thursday's debate was hosted by the Canadian Federation of University Women's Milton and District Chapter and the Milton Chamber of Commerce. Election day is May 2.